Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As always, a lot to talk about here tonight, but I figured we'd start things out with something a little bit lighter. A little lighter fare to begin the show, because, you know, it's normally just bad news all around. We try to keep it as positive as possible, talking about potential solutions. But, I mean, look, the reality in the world is that the government's on the rise. The intrusiveness, the oppressiveness, the expensiveness of the state continues to increase. So it's not hard to find those stories. And occasionally we'll find you good news stories as well. So this isn't good news and it's not bad news. It's just fun. It's from The Onion. And I think it. I think our audience will be able to appreciate this one due to the, well, certain members of our audience. The title is "Conspiracy Theorist Has Elaborate Explanation for Why He's Single." In light of a broken engagement 2 years ago, area school bus driver and longtime conspiracy enthusiast Robert Erickson outlined an intricate theory to reporters Tuesday to explain his failure to begin a new relationship. He said, "I'm alone today due to the covert machinations of dozens, possibly hundreds of women in several countries." Erickson, who's 38, said, "What we're looking at is a plot of epic proportions, which may seem counterintuitive, but that is, in fact, precisely what they would like you to believe."
Yes, they would.
Erickson said he began to suspect a hidden hand at work during the months following his 2004 breakup with then-fiancée Sarah Osbourne, when potential dates routinely refused to return his calls or emails. Erickson cites a comprehensive archive of past girlfriend-related historical evidence that he's collected over the past 10 years. Erickson, considered the top Robert Erickson romantic failure expert in the country, has spent years studying the hundreds of letters, photographs, receipts, gifts, and videotapes of himself with former girlfriends looking for a common pattern. The focus of Erickson's current research is the 6-day period preceding his breakup with Osbourne back in May of 2004. According to phone company records, "I called Sarah at exactly 7:34 p.m. on March 8, 2004 and asked her to have dinner with me, which she agreed to do after a quick shower. 12 minutes later, at 7:46 p.m., Sarah called to say she'd changed her mind about dinner, but wanted to come to my apartment to deliver some news. It was there that Osbourne announced she no longer wished to marry Erickson." He continued, "What happened in that 12-minute gap? What or who got to her? And why won't she release her phone records to me?" Erickson said,
"Why won't she release her phone records to me?"
Erickson said a coordinated, secret, high level effort is the only plausible explanation.
That's it.
"There are wheels within wheels," he said. "Even before the date, or even the date, rather, March 8th, 2004, sounds the alarm bells," Erickson said. "March 8th is the 67th day in the Gregorian calendar. Pope Gregory VIII was a subject familiar to Sarah, who minored in Renaissance history in college. Also, if you add the numbers 3, 8, and 2000... 2004, you get 2015. Add 2, 0, 1, and 5, and once again, you get 8. Exactly the number of women I dated exclusively before I met Sarah." Others targeted by Erickson as conspiracy players include a female dispatcher who works for his bus company, his mother, and a waitress he asked out 3 months ago. Erickson has even traced the conspiracy to figures in the highest echelons of American society, including former Cosmopolitan editor Helen Gurley Brown, Oprah Winfrey, and the TV series Sex and the City. Recently, Erickson examined a newly unearthed 1997 video of him and then-girlfriend Donna Soderblom at his sister's wedding. According to Erickson, repeated slow-motion viewings revealed a telling detail. "See that sneer and eye roll on Donna's face after she turns away from me and goes back to talking to my sister? It's all there in frames 336 through 408. Longtime friend Keith Warren agrees that Erickson's single status is not a fluke, but he rejects Erickson's analysis. Warren said, "I explain all of Bob's difficulties in my meticulously researched and voluminously footnoted lone wardrobe theory." Erickson dismissed Warren's analysis. "Warren's theory is interesting, but it has a long way to go in explaining why I've remained single for more than 2 years. There is no explanation why, for example, I am rejected by women even when I go out to bars." Also, a lot of men fit that description, he added, including Sarah's current boyfriend, Burke. An 18-page manifesto that explains Erickson's theory in more detail is available for free download from his website. 800-259-9231. That's the number. You can dial in, take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. I just thought that was particularly appropriate, considering the conspiracy-type callers that we get on the show.
It's darn funny, I must say. The Onion always has a good article.
I am a huge fan of The Onion.
Funny story, I guess.
You know, we just don't use it often enough. But that's not to say there's nothing ever good in The Onion. It's just to say that I just don't get around to checking it often
enough.
Well,
I don't want people listening to the show and thinking that what we're reading is factual when they, you know, tune in and tune out real quick. That's the problem with The Onion. Is this so well written? It could be true.
Well, I mean, but then again, The Onion does pull from reality sometimes when they create their story. So, I mean, they're... Yes, this guy is fictional, but that's not to say that there aren't a bunch of lonely conspiracy theory guys out there who do nothing but spend time in their mother's basements researching some obscure fact about the Oklahoma City bombing or something like that.
Absolutely true.
So this guy could be real. It's just that, you know, we don't know him. We don't know for sure.
I have met some people who have some pretty interesting theories about CIA agents or the president himself being out to get them. And it's scary sometimes, though, because there are people out there who I've met who actually believe that things that happen in their own life are the result of some kind of conspiracy.
Really?
Yeah.
Like at the federal level, that kind of thing?
Well, people, that's what they believe. Mm-hmm. I would say that they probably have some kind of dementia going on for the most part. I mean, it's hard to tell these days. I'm sure some people do have government agents who are keeping an eye on them, but you're probably not going to know about it if there are, in fact, men trying to keep track of you.
It's true. I mean, there's always that possibility. Whether it's probable or not is another question, and I think that the people that are caught up in their own little world of their conspiracy theory would like to believe that what they're doing is important enough to warrant such spying behavior being engaged against them.
Yeah, if you think that the feds are watching you, you've got to step back and ask yourself, why would they be watching you? What would be the purpose of putting not one fed, not two feds, but they'd have to have teams of feds? You know, at the very least, at 8 hours apiece, two guys watching, you're talking about six feds per week, and that's really minimal. You're really talking about 8 or 10 feds working at $70,000 apiece, the FBI.
Money is no object to them.
$700,000 a year? I mean, you're worth that kind of money?
Yeah,
really?
You have to think of all the other people out there who the feds might want to keep an eye on more than you.
Right.
And if you're an average person, there's a lot.
Pizzas or whatever it is you do. I mean, I'm not saying that the pizza delivery men are somehow lesser. I'm just saying that you have an average job. You live an average, relatively, life, except for the lack of girlfriend part. You know, they're not watching you, I swear. They're not listening to your phone calls. They're not doing this.
1-800-259-9231. Well, they probably aren't. There's
certainly not.
Evidence.
I mean,
of it.
Wouldn't they have a much better reason to trail me than they would
You'd
these
think,
people?
But then again, you are a minarchist, so it's not like you're completely against.
No,
the
no.
State.
But if you listen to the show and you just decide to lump us all together, because government people do tend to think
true.
In groups,
they're not so great at the whole investigating.
Well,
thing.
They might have a file on you somewhere.
I'm sure
and
that there's
too.
A file.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a file. Wouldn't you be disappointed, by the way, if there wasn't a file?
I kind of assume at this point. I expect I'd like to open it up someday.
Right, but you can, what if there wasn't? What if you managed to get a guy who was on the inside of the feds, he'd report to you, he'd give you some information. He's like, no, Nick, no, nothing. Sorry.
It would be a little bit disappointing.
It would be.
At the same time, a little bit reassuring, too. I mean,
maybe they would open
prefer
a file.
Not to have a file.
Maybe they would open a file based on your inquiring about whether or not there was a file. So maybe they would send you, oh, yeah, we don't have a file on you, but who is this guy? He's asking about his file. And they would, then open up a file and find out about you. Because you have to submit a Freedom of Information Act request first.
I wouldn't be surprised if they have a list of the people who submitted those requests and they're on the list.
Yeah.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me, but certainly a lot of people take it way too far and think that they're being targeted much more than they actually are, because they're probably not being watched at all.
Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Now, there are some people that the federal government are very interested in tracking and watching. They have to do with the business of making sure that your pee is clean. if you're a drug user. And Nick, do you have that story?
I do have that story.
We're going to get to it here in moments. They're targeting yet another company that's in this business. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richardson Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
There you go.
From Get the Tea to You, thank you, America. Thank you, Canada, Spain, France, UK, Australia, Germany, and Finland. Thank you. You are making us the number one chemical detox product worldwide. Family and friends are sharing GetTheTea.com. People are feeling better. People are losing weight. Energy is being enhanced. People are fighting for health, and Get the Tea is there to help. Order our products online. Free shipping, money-back guarantee, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Lose weight and feel great. And if you are uncomfortable with credit cards or PayPal, that's okay. Call us for our address and send a check or money order. The phone number is 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Once again, thank you from GetTheTea.com.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And they include the live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version. We got a webcam as well. It's all free for you over at listen.freetalklive.com. Again, that's listen.freetalklive.com.
Sex with the Virgin Mary? She's waited long enough, and Jimmy Cahill, a boozing, carousing cabbie from Boston, has been tasked with finding the lucky guy. This libertarian novel is a great read, informative on the legal process, and sure to damn author Charles Webb to hell. Get it at amazon.freetalklive.com or go to sexwiththevirginmary.com. You can listen to an interview with Mr. Webb on the FTL podcast from last Saturday. Did you get the chance to label that?
No, I didn't. Sorry about that.
We need to label that. It's last Saturday's show, the 22nd. It's sexwiththevirginmary.com. He's a Free State Project member, too.
Good deal. All right, so we continue here, and the news is apparently the Wizinator was not enough for the federal government. They have gone after, or are planning on going after, yet another P-Clean company. The Wizinator actually is, as I recall, a product that is not a test clean. It's not a chemical that you drink. It's actually a
prosthetic penis.
Yeah, it's a fake phallus that you essentially load with somebody's clean urine. And then when you're doing your urine test, you're essentially pulling that out instead of your real unit, and you're using the clean urine.
It's actually a pretty advanced piece of technology. I guess it had a heating element so it would keep the urine at the temperature where it should be, because
sometimes they check that.
Right,
stuff,
they'll check that, and it could tip them off. But
and they pled guilty?
Yes. The two men who run the company, George Wills and Robert Catalano, pled guilty in federal court to two charges of conspiracy. So they could face up to 8 years in prison and $500,000 fine.
I have to say that the conspiracy charge is one of the most outrageous charges, I think, in the repertoire of government charges. I mean, yeah, it's right. I would say it's even worse than disorderly conduct. Conspiracy. You didn't do anything. You thought about it and talked about doing something. You didn't actually do anything.
Couldn't they go after a company that makes bolt cutters? Because those are used in robberies a lot, or break-ins.
For conspiracy?
Product that they must know is used for illegal purposes. At least some percentage of the bolt cutters they make must be used by criminals.
Well, I think that one can make the argument that the Wizinator is always used to, at the very least, circumvent a urinalysis test, if not a government urinalysis test. So they're always, so it's always used for illicit purposes, if not illegal. So that maybe one could make that argument. I'm not saying that it's a good one necessarily. I think that one should be allowed to have a prosthetic urine-warming penis if they want it.
Well, I mean, you could make that argument, but if you go down that road, then lock-picking equipment, which I'm sure a lot of it's used by criminals, but you might have a legitimate purpose for it if you're a locksmith.
Can you think of one legitimate purpose of the Wizinator, just out of curiosity?
I'm
not coming up with anything. I suppose some kind of sexual aid? Trying to think of something.
No, I can't. I can't think of a legitimate purpose for it, but I still don't think it's a crime to make a prosthetic body part that is used for... It's not necessarily illegal. I mean, I'm sure there's some element of fraud involved there, but the drug test might not be... it might not be for parole or something. It might be for a high school sports team, so they might not actually be breaking... Right. So they might not actually be breaking a law. They might be. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know.
Either way, it's clear that the federal government has an interest in going after various different products and services that cater to the illegal drug user marketplace. They went after Tommy Chong a few years ago for putting his name on a bong.
Well, he did make the mistake of marketing it as a bong for illicit drug use, and that is paraphernalia in most states.
Did he?
He didn't say it was a tobacco bong, and I think it was implied somewhere online or with a statement he made that it was for marijuana.
Jeez.
And that's where you make the slip up.
And they claim that the Wizinator, they went after them, they claimed because of some of the claims on their website about people actually saying, I use this to beat the Department of Transportation or something.
I have the statement here from their website, and their website said, the company said, the Wizinator is the ultimate solution for a drug testing device. They also billed themselves as the undisputed leader in synthetic urine. So they made it very clear that this was for beating a drug test, for circumventing that.
Well, how dare they have the audacity to believe that they could make a product and sell it in a somewhat free marketplace in this country, in the land of the free? Who told them this was a free country, those fools? How dare they?
Well, they're not just going after the Wisinator, folks. It looks like they're going to go after the makers of a similar device that's marketed under the name Number One.
Before you go on, if you already said it, it's based on it, what was what did they plea out to? Did it specify what the terms were?
Well, like probation? They pled guilty, but they haven't been sentenced yet. Okay. So they could still receive under the law. I don't know if they had a deal. It's probably quiet if they did. They could face up to 8 years in prison and $500,000 fine on the conspiracy charges. So they're looking at some serious time there.
So
but it's not going to do any good. I mean, they're going to be able to make these products in China or Thailand or somewhere where the government hasn't outlawed them. And drug users are going to be able to order them online and have them shipped through eBay. I mean,
well,
it's not going to make a difference.
You're absolutely right. It's not going to make a difference, but it will scare some people in this country, and it will result probably in a significant amount of money being transferred to the federal government. And of course, it'll result in their business being shut down. How do you recover from something like that? All their clients will probably be paranoid.
Yeah, the extortionists with the badges will be able to go into local head shops if there's a Chinese prosthetic urine warming penis out there that they're selling locally rather than online. They'll be able to go in and bust head shops. They love that crap.
They might. I mean, they're charging these guys with counts of conspiracy. But are they going to be able to charge the vendor who's selling it? I mean, these guys were the ones who actually were in charge of making the device. They designed it.
It seems like they can do whatever they want. I never would have thought that a company like this would have come under fire, but here you are. I mean, they're going after pornographers. They're going after the sellers of drug paraphernalia-related things like this. I mean, nobody's safe.
No, certainly you can never tell what the government's going to make illegitimate next. I mean,
right, there's
no
reason why it couldn't be your business,
right,
whatever that is.
I mean, in their eyes, I think they'd like to charge as many people as possible if they can make the charges stick, and it doesn't really matter to them. So my feeling is they're going to keep pushing the envelope and see what sticks, because they have nothing to lose by prosecuting somebody, and the charges get dismissed.
So who are they going after now?
After this?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't work for the government.
Oh, I thought you said that it was identified in the story.
Oh, yeah. They are going after the makers of Number One, which was a competitor. I don't know how much market share.
Is this another penis?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's the same it's the same product, but made by a different company, essentially.
Very competitive prosthetic penis.
I don't really know too much about this industry, so I don't know how many companies there are out there making these products.
But if any of them are listening to this show, you better, pull your money out of your bank account now and close your doors. You might as well just stop at this point.
Well, I mean,
zip it up and go home.
There might be a fire sale online. I mean, people might be scrambling to get their hands on these because they're not going to be making them anymore.
If you've got a Wizinator, it could be a collector's item at this point.
Yeah, so I don't know. Check out what's on eBay or any other site and see if you can find one of these.
Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mark, I don't know if you still have the story, but you have something about child support. You still have that one? We'll get to that here in moments. And your calls as well about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at fuelsaverinc.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, fuelsaverinc.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with StrayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photo blocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photo blocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us, and those features include updates. You get signed up, and we keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just head over to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Also want to invite you to the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's happening in March, from the 5th through the 8th in beautiful Nashua, New Hampshire. We're all going to be hanging out at the Crown Plaza Hotel out there with all kinds of liberty-oriented people, hundreds of them, all in the same place for probably the biggest liberty convention that you've ever been to. Certainly some big names going to be in attendance. Dr. Mary Ruart, recently announced. David Nolan, the founder of the Libertarian Party. Glenn Jacobs, WWE's Kane. David Berglund, Libertarian presidential candidate. Anthony Gregory from LouRockwell.com. Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land. Angela Keaton from AntiWar.com. And very own Will Buchanan from The Walk for Liberty is going to be there as well. So plus Free Talk Live going to be broadcasting the entire weekend, plus lots of great panel discussions, opportunities to network and to socialize, dinners and parties, and man, it's going to be a good time. Looking forward to being there and seeing you there, but you should get signed up now because the early bird discount, I'm being told, is going to go away very soon. So go
be an early bird soon.
That's right. So go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum and use our discount code to save 10% extra off the already low $199 early bird price. So save an extra 10% if you use the code 2009FTL. That's 2009FTL. It's going to be a huge event. It's going to be the third one, and really looking forward to being there. So we'll see you there. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. By the way, I also want to invite you to visit Nick over on his website at FreeMindsTV.com. Not just doing TV these days, though. Free Minds now has a radio show, and you're slowly taking over the United States radio station by radio station. And you can listen to them live on Sunday afternoons on the Free Talk Live streams, actually. We host them from 3 to 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, Eastern Time. All that detail, podcasts, their television show, all available free at freemindstv.com. Is that right?
That's right. All right. Or freemindsradio.com if you're a radio listener and that's the way you think about it. Either one will work.
Excellent. So we go on here. Your calls are the primary element if you make them. Mark, you want to tell us about child support. What's going on?
Well, it's a strange story, so see if you can stick with me on this one.
Okay.
Over the past 7 years, Walter Andre Sharp Jr. has been forced to pay $12,000 in child support.
That's a lot of money.
Jailed four times and estranged from his four children. It all began to unravel 7 years ago when he signed a certified letter from the Dauphin County Domestic Relations in 2001 and found himself covering the child support of another man.
Oh, no. We've heard of these stories before.
In the meantime, the real father, Andre Sharp, this is Walter Andre Sharp Jr., is the other guy. So you've got Andre Sharp and Walter Andre Sharp Jr.
So, oh, are they related?
No.
Okay.
Has been living with the girl for the last 4 years. You with me?
So the other guy has been living with her for 4 years.
Right. The little girl, whomever, who's getting the
real dad is...
Right, is living with them. It's right there.
Gotcha.
There's not even a dad, not a dad in the house. This nightmare did not end until May 2007 when a judge reversed a finding that Sharp was the father. But the state agency refuses to seek the return of the money, and there appears to be no action planned against the real parents who let this poor sucker get drained and jailed for their daughter's support.
Wow.
Can you imagine? I mean, these people are like, hey, this is great. We're getting $300 a month. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, whatever it is. I don't know what child support would be.
Yeah.
But
something like that.
Hey, this is awesome. These jerks.
And then the state backs him up by just letting him out of jail and saying that's that.
The state used coercive power to get this $12,000 out of this guy and give it to these deadbeats. And now they're not going to go after the deadbeats for receiving the money. Now,
I
don't know.
That is amazing.
As far as I'm concerned, it's, you know, I look at the deadbeats and I think, well, you can't get blood out of a turnip. That 12 grand's gone.
Right. Well, the state was the one responsible for extracting it in the first place.
The state extracted it. But then you look at the state and that's all of us.
Yeah.
So, you know, do you want the taxpayers to pay? It's really a bizarre story. Moreover, the agency fought his efforts to have DNA testing to prove that he wasn't the father.
Mm.
They fought it. A position that should result in someone being fired. Why would the state agency be opposed to a test to determine if the agency was victimizing an innocent man?
Well, they don't want to be caught with the mud on their face. They don't want to look bad. Not that it matters to them, really. I mean, it really doesn't matter because even if they are caught with mud on their face, it's not like it's going to stop them from getting funding the next year.
No.
But still, they don't want to be put in that position.
The problem here is the victim is clearly not a particularly adept person, and the agency seems more geared towards forcing child support payments than determining if it's the correct parent.
Mm, sure.
I fail to see why the agency is not equally concerned about assisting people who claim to have been wrongly identified. Doesn't that make sense? Like, you know, there's assisting people to get their money from deadbeats. Well, shouldn't they be assisting people who are getting their money extracted from them by deadbeats?
Yes, you'd be right if you were dealing with an agency that in any way was concerned with its public relations or in any way concerned with customer relations or whatever you want to call these people, victim relations. But they're not, because the one tool that the state has at its inventory to use on people is the threat of force and actual force when it's, you know, when it needs to. And it doesn't really know anything else. It's not interested in making its customers happy, and it's not interested in doing the right thing or checking it, you know, making sure that they've crossed the right T's and dotted the right I's. All it's interested in doing is extracting money from people. That's, and, you know, and forcing them to do things that they don't want to do or forcing them not to do things that they do want to do. That's all it really does. If you get anything else out of the state, you're lucky.
Sharp's problem began when he received a letter that clearly confused him with the real father, Andre Sharp. Andre Sharp had a different date of birth, a different social security number, and a different previous address.
Nice.
He also knew he hadn't fathered a child with a woman named Terry Jones on the only trip he ever took to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. So
no investigation there whatsoever. I mean, clearly they did not even begin to look into this, you know, this discrepancy between the two names. In the same way that with the Freedom Fest situation here in Keene, where myself and Toby, Nick's co-host, were both ticketed for allegedly being organizers of some unpermitted event. And actually, Nick, from what I understand, they actually had a citation with your name written on it.
I wasn't present, so I didn't get one.
You weren't cited. So apparently their level of investigation was to find as many names as they could as quickly as possible, not actually find the real organizers.
Well, they actually said that what they did was they just took the top two organizations that were listed to be at the event. And they said they didn't feel like going through the whole list and sending them to everyone. So they just went with the top two because they knew basically where to find us.
Then later, after they finally got wind that the activists were planning a major sit-in at the court for Toby and I's arraignment, when they found that out, then all of a sudden they decided to drop the charges. And actually, I think it helped that Toby went to meet with the prosecutor and talked to him.
Well, the prosecutor did also realize that they ticketed people who didn't actually coordinate the whole thing.
Right,
so.
But I wonder if he would have done that that extra research if it hadn't have been for the rumblings of possible more civil disobedience coming out of all this.
I don't know. It seems like if he was going to do it, he would have done it initially before they wrote the tickets. Who knows?
Well, anyway, I was just giving that as an example of yet another, I mean, a local example that we've seen personally where there's no investigation even by somebody who should be considered an investigator. Even by, I mean, it's their job to investigate crimes, and they don't even bother. So what can you expect out of the Department of Children and Families, or whoever the hell, whichever bureaucracy it is that we're talking about here?
Sharp made a stupid mistake by not responding, but that is not an uncommon response by many people. Assume that the problem has been rectified, will be rectified in some time by the bureaucracy. On May the 29th, 2001, since neither man attended the conference, Dauphin County Judge Scott A. Evans, as required by law,
warrant,
issued a ruling finding that Walter Andre Sharp was the father.
Oh, no!
Domestic Relations now blames Walter Sharp, a former trash collector, for not filing the proper motions in court to disestablish paternity.
Right, it's his fault, because he should have known what to do, right? Because we all know, I mean, we're all so well-versed in paternity law. Oh, wait, no, you don't know paternity law either? What a shock.
Do you know how to file a motion?
No, I have no idea. And I doubt that the clerks down there would be too helpful with you either. Like if you went down and asked them how?
I haven't seen a lot of help from the clerks.
Yeah, not bloody likely. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN.
What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from pepperspray.com? Shop now at pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don. Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do so by becoming an amplifier. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing new internet listeners on board from around the world. You can help us out with that if that sounds useful. Plus, you get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are waiting for you at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. Mark, you're telling us a story that should be pretty instructive for people. And that is, well, specifically men, I guess, in this particular case. They seem to be victimized the most when it comes to stories like this. We're talking about child support. And we're talking specifically not about a deadbeat, but about somebody who was victimized, completely victimized by the state. Essentially, there was some sort of a mix-up. This is my understanding of the story. Correct me if I'm wrong here, Mark. There was some sort of a mix-up, and a guy that had a similar name, to somewhat similar name to another guy, but nothing else similar. Date of birth completely different. The town he lived in was different. Anyway, they sent a notice to him saying that he had to appear because of some sort of paternity test or blah, blah, blah. You know, you're going to owe child support if you don't appear at blah, 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 whatever.
And he says to himself, how could I possibly owe child support for a child I didn't have? No big deal. I don't have time to go here.
Yeah, I've got things to do.
From what I understand, it was quite a ways away, too.
Yeah, this is nonsense. I've never even heard of this woman. What is this? This is obviously a mistake. I'll just ignore this and move on with my life. Well, it turns out because he ignored it and didn't show up, they decided in his absence that he was indeed the father of the child. and he was ordered to pay child support and paid it for, what was it, 7 years or something like that?
It's crazy.
Paid child support for 7 years before finally having it overturned.
So
he doesn't have to pay now, but he's not getting any of his money back.
Well, he didn't pay it every month, when it came up. And check this out. The problem is obviously the state says that it's that this former trash collector guy, Walter Sharp, it's his fault for not filing the proper motions in court to disestablish paternity. By that, they mean going to court and saying, I'm not the father. If he would have gone, it would have taken care of it. Or if he would have responded to the letter, likely it would have taken care of it. But he just ignored it. The problem is that it took a reporter less than 2 hours to track down the real father, but this incompetent state agency not only failed to do so, but spent all of its time opposing any means to determine the real father.
The lawyers actively prevented him.
Right. They refused to do a DNA test. The lawyers for the agency appear to have had little interest in determining if its claims had merit and simply carried out their duties robotically. Okay. During his incarcerations and job terminations, Sharp had trouble maintaining his real family.
Can you imagine that?
In May 2005, his 15-year-old son, Walter Sharp III, was murdered by a robber in Norristown.
Oh, my.
Maybe if Dad had been there. Now, you know, it's a step in logic, but maybe if Dad had been there.
It's a possibility.
Andre Sharp, that's the real guy there, says that he did not know that Jones and the child's grandmother were seeking support since he claimed to have been supporting the child. The grandmother said that she did not receive support money while the girl lived with her and that she simply would throw out domestic relations notices without opening them. However,
wait. What?
This is the daughter, you know, obviously if this is a support case, things are a little screwy. I guess that the mom had given the care of the daughter over to the grandmother for a period of time. And
she wasn't even collecting the checks?
Who, the grandmother?
Right.
She was throwing out the checks without opening them.
So the money then defaults to the state's bank account?
I can only guess.
Interesting.
I don't know. I mean, this is the part where I don't get it. And who's going to lie here?
Mm-hmm.
The people getting the money or the people having, the only person here who's likely not to be telling a lie is Walter Andre Sharp Jr.
Well, it should be easy enough to find out whether or not she was cashing the checks, but is the state going to bother jumping through those hoops?
Likely they won't.
Right, unless they're ordered to, which, why is the judge going to order them to do that?
She threw out the domestic relations notices without opening. However, Sharp's lawyer says that Battle fought efforts to get DNA testing. That would have been the state, the Battle. Maybe that's the grandmother. I don't know. They don't have enough information on the story here.
Yeah.
What about the mother? Somebody received this money, and Andre Sharp says that he had regular contact with Jones. It seems that there is not just gross incompetence by the state agency, but fraud to be pursued in this case. It also shows how, once again, domestic relations court staff need to be removed, in this country. And it seems that these agencies are a steady force of scandals and injustices.
Mm.
What is truly galling is how the agency fought all efforts to determine the truth and now blame the victim.
Let's go to your phone calls. You bring up anything here. Ian is on the line in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys. It's good to talk to you.
Hey, what's on your mind, Ian?
Well, my case is not nearly as bad as the gentleman you referred to, but it is kind of crazy. In August of 2005, I had to work a second job, as many people have to do, and they shouldn't have to do. And I was helping a guy roof a house, and the ladder slipped out from underneath me, and I destroyed my leg.
No.
One of the worst injuries my orthopedic surgeon ever saw. Anyway, prior to this, my son's mother and I we got along pretty well. We were not together, but we decided we'd kind of work things out without the courts and all that nonsense.
That's good.
Well, I couldn't work anymore, and she had financial problems and had to go to Big Brother to help her out and got state assistance, and they forced her to put me on child support.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes,
even though I wasn't working, even though I was injured, and I accrued a debt of, about $1,000 before I was even able to work. And she brought this up in court. She's not my enemy. We're just not together.
Yeah.
But they said they didn't care because she's receiving assistance from the government. Furthermore, after 3 years of paying, I've missed a few payments here and there, but I've tried to pay as much as I can despite the debt. She's not received a penny of the child support.
Really?
Why is that?
subsidize my debt. They put a debt in my name. They pay for the services rendered. And then basically she gets nothing in the meantime. So I'm just kind of curious what you guys think about that sort of thing. And if you've heard anything else like that. You know.
So the state is just collecting the money from you, and then the state's also sort of giving her welfare at the same time?
Right, and I understand, you know, why maybe the debt is absorbed. We all know that our income tax is all absorbed into the debt the government borrows at interest. We're not really paying for those services, and I understand that. But the fact is that I went to court, and I tried to fight. I tried to get that amount taken off. I didn't try to stop the order. I just tried to get the amount taken off. It was accrued to my, you know, that was debted to me while I couldn't work, while I wasn't physically able to work. I couldn't walk for 7 months, you know, and I had a doctor's, I had all the medical information.
No dice, huh?
Socialist Security denied me. I'm sure you're surprised at that, but nevertheless, I mean, this has just been a mess. And so I'm actually in the process of trying to sue the state of Missouri for fraud, as far as I'm concerned.
So have you found a lawyer that's willing to take this? Are you having to pay him, or is he doing it in hopes of making money on the back end?
Well, I found a guy that was going to do it pro bono, and then he ran into a snag and couldn't really, you know, and he was kind of a shyster guy, and I'm trying to find a better lawyer, somebody else that's a little bit more capable, but I'm trying to do some homework. I'm an autodidactic person. I didn't go to college. I have all access to all the stuff that a lawyer does, and I'm trying to educate myself. So hopefully in the next year or so, I'll be able to at least get that $1,000 taken off of there to help me out. And, you know, and obviously putting me in jail would not help the situation.
No.
It would exacerbate the problem.
So that I'm just trying to understand still the debt. They basically, they said you had a debt of $1,000, but during that time where you weren't working, they didn't make any of those payments out to your ex?
Well, they essentially what it is when they tell her, they force her to be all the fathers. She has two fathers of her children, and both of them had to be put on a child support or be, you know, signed up for that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And I, of course, being injured, wasn't able to work, and they didn't care. She still received state aid. She lives in a housing project at this point. So she's getting free rent. So obviously she's getting services rendered from the state. It's just the fact that I'm essentially paying indirectly for her services rendered. But it's really just the fact that my debt is you know, much higher than it should be, because obviously if you can't work, you can't make money, and you can't pay these bills.
So she's never once gotten a check. She's never once gotten a check from you directly. It's always been just the state has been paying her welfare payments, and then you're just paying into the state for child support, but that's not turning around over to her.
Precisely. And even recently, in the last year, I received a letter from a company that does child support services privately. So they've privatized my debt. Now, I'm sure what they did is they put my name as the lien or whatever to indebt me for that.
What a nightmare.
It's actually interesting that they could charge me.
Ian, I thank you for the call tonight. I wish you good luck, and if you feel like it, let us know how all this turns out. It sounds absolutely awful, and it's unfortunate. There are so many men in similar positions. You can take control and bring up anything. Hour 2 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We all